This is 89.9 WWNO. Yes, we're headed for another art-filled weekend. Are you making plans or do you need some ideas? Well, you've come to the right place. Whether you're in the mood for a weekend of jazz, late-night talk, or a culturally enlightening musical exchange, it's all in the mixed media. Come along as we go inside the arts. Hi, I'm your host, Diane Mack. Loyola University is gearing up for its 44th annual jazz festival this weekend. Headlining the two-day music experience is acclaimed jazz percussionist, former Loyola student, and Shreveport native, Brian Blade, and the Fellowship Band. Joining me now is Loyola's coordinator of jazz studies and musician, John Mahoney. John, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me, Diane.
You are gearing up for the 44th Annual Jazz Festival at Loyola University, and I understand acclaimed jazz drummer Brian Blade will perform two concerts. What can we look forward to?
It's going to be a very unusual festival for us because this is the first time in at least a very long time where we've had a group be our guest artists. It's Brian Blade and the Fellowship Band. So this is a five-person ensemble. They're going to do master classes. They're going to perform with the Loyola Jazz Band as a group and as individuals. And then they're going to present their own concert at the close of the festival Saturday evening. So it's extra concert and marvelous musicians besides Brian, who is just amazing.
Yeah, that was a lot of concerts I heard there. Mm-hmm. They're playing with a group from Loyola?
Yes. Our festival always includes a concert of the Loyola Jazz Band. We've gone to the Jazz Education Network. We've been given wonderful awards at Elmhurst Jazz Festival and at the North Texas Jazz Festival. It's a really good group. So this year, it's going to be Brian Blade and John Coward and Chris Thomas, who's the bassist in the band, and the two saxophonists, Melvin Butler and Myron Walden. And they'll all be featured within the context of our big band concert, and that's Saturday, March 9th at 4:30 in the afternoon. We've written special arrangements for this. We've transcribed and orchestrated several of the Fellowship Band's material tunes. So a lot of that will be played for the first time at this concert. Should be very interesting.
Now, what was your role in the big band arrangements that we'll hear?
One of the arrangements we'll play, I wrote about 10, 12 years ago, the last time that, I think it was 12 years ago, last time that Brian came. And when Brian came in 2001, he and John Coward, his pianist, came, just the two of them, not with the whole band. We featured both of them on the concert. And so for that concert, I wrote an arrangement of Crooked Creek, which was one of the first Fellowship recordings. Now for this concert, I assigned a wonderful student of mine the job of writing an arrangement. He's written an arrangement. His name is Wayne Mitchell, by the way, saxophonist. He's written an arrangement of Return of the Prodigal Son. And then I've written an arrangement, new arrangement of Rubaloo's Lullaby. And then John Coward himself, who's the composer of most of this material, has written an arrangement of Season of Changes. And these are three songs that are from their more recent album called Season of Changes.
And these are all people who have a connection to Loyola University?
Well, Brian and John certainly do. Brian was a student at Loyola for a couple years, and actually I remember hearing him play when he was still in high school. I was asked, it was very wonderful coincidence, I was asked to adjudicate at a jazz festival in Ruston at Louisiana Tech University. They had a festival, and Brian's high school band came and played, and I was like, wow, this guy really plays wonderfully, and I encouraged him to go into music and to come to Loyola, check out Loyola, and fortunately, he ultimately did and stayed with us for a while, and he played with the Loyola Jazz Band. When he was there, we went on tour to New York City. It was his first time to be in New York City when we went on tour. Got to see a lot of the jazz clubs at that point in time, and of course, his playing took off as soon as he got to New Orleans. He was playing with everybody and who was anybody around town. At the same time, John Coward was a student at Loyola. Now, John was from Kentucky, and he was a French horn major, not a piano major, but he started getting more interested in piano, and he studied with Ellis Marcellus, who was teaching at Loyola at the time, and took some like, composition classes that I teach and so forth. And before he left Loyola, he was starting to blossom as a composer and a pianist, and he and Brian had become, you know, great friends. So when they met again in New York later, they decided to form the Fellowship Band. And we have some wonderful recordings and musical experiences. Just it's a very spiritual thing to hear this band. I think everybody would agree with me who's heard them. It's just an amazing experience to hear.
A spiritual experience. It kind of goes hand in hand with the name of the band, Fellowship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. It's there's this spirituality, this deep. And for those of you who like to put labels on things, I wouldn't call it just jazz. I mean, there's jazz elements in it, but it encompasses so much of American music and classical music as well. John is just an amazing composer. His melodies and everything are just so deep and beautiful. And Brian, I mean, I've gotten to play with Brian off and on over the years, and it's always just an amazing experience.
Wow.
He sits behind the drums and the music flows from him, and the ones that are playing with him can't help but come along. Man, you just got to come and hear it. There are tickets to this concert. It's free, but you do need to get a ticket. We're trying to make sure if you come that you have a seat. So it's really kind of a cool concert. You never know what's going to happen.
Yeah, pretty spontaneous.
Yeah, we love jazz. We love American music, and we've been living it all our lives, us educators, and we're trying to pass it along to the future generations and ensure that it continues to evolve and inspire and move people's souls.
Right, John, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Don Mahoney is Loyola University's Coordinator of Jazz Studies. Loyola's 44th Annual Jazz Festival runs Friday and Saturday with master classes as well as a host of school bands performing each day. On Saturday, the Loyola Jazz Band will perform with Brian Blade and the Fellowship Band. There is a nominal charge for this concert. All other events are free and open to the public, including the Saturday evening concert at 7:30 with Brian Blade and the Fellowship Band. You will need to reserve a free ticket to ensure a seat. For more info, visit the website montage.loyno.edu. If you've ever watched any late-night television, you probably know that Jay Leno's program broadcast from Los Angeles, and that David Letterman records his show from the Ed Sullivan Theater in New York. And while those empires of late night are indeed thousands of miles away, the opportunity to attend a talk show is closer than you might expect. WWNO's Sharon Litwin, who produces Notes from New Orleans, speaks with the ukulele-playing musical host and producer of the Crescent City's own Goodnight Show.
What in the world makes someone decide to create and star in his own late-night show? Do you just wake up one day and decide to do something like that?
That's a good question. It was sometime last May. It kind of did just happen, you know? It just popped into my head and was like, you know, it'd be fun to do my own show.
That's John Calhoun, one of many people who have chosen to make New Orleans their home.
I performed a lot when I was younger, I guess maybe in my 20s, my late 20s. And I had taken probably about a decade off and had done a lot of other things in my 30s, one of which was starting a food co-op in New Orleans and also doing urban farming projects and a lot of community organizing and community work, which was great. And I had a lot of wonderful things come of that and met a lot of great people and got tied into New Orleans community, I think, in a very important and special way. But the work took me away from performing and being on stage. And I think I always knew that I would come back around to being a performer.
But John Calhoun was using his theatrical skills in a variety of ways before, as he says, he came back around to being a performer. He just used them for a different purpose.
And one of the things that came out of doing volunteer work and community organizing was doing a lot of grassroots fundraising. And something that I found myself doing a lot was being an auctioneer and doing live auctions. And when I do live auctions, I have a band that I work with. So when I'm affording a bit of buy, when I'm doing this fast prattle, they're playing behind me, and then someone's the highest bidder, and then they play a celebratory song, and it's really a lot of fun. So last May, we had just done an auction fundraiser for Holly Grove Market and Farm. That week was when this idea popped. I mean, no, it'd be fun to have my own show. And like, what if I did like a late night talk show, but did it in front of a live audience in New Orleans? You know, and I was like, no, that's a really good idea. You know, then I thought about it a little bit. That's a great idea. That's a really great idea.
A conversation with his bandmates followed, who all wanted in. Then a 20-person production team came together. Writers created skits and comedy sketches. Interviews with notable New Orleanians were arranged. And before you knew it, the Good Night Show with John Calhoun became a reality, right down to the onstage recognition of the show's sponsors.
We do live commercials. So when I say we'll be right back, you know, the lights go down and the band plays a little music and then the lights come back on and actors come up on the stage and they perform live commercials for real sponsors. So these are some like local businesses that, such as Door Furniture, which provides our interview couch and our set, or Satsuma Cafe, Pizza Delicious, these different local sponsors. And the commercials are hilarious.
Now, putting this all together is a lot of work, so there's no way it's a nightly event. In fact, it's not even a weekly event. Well, not yet, anyway. No, the Good Night Show with John Calhoun happens only once a month. And where does all this take place? It's at Cafe Istanbul in the Healing Center on St. Claude Avenue. Tickets are $10 at the door, and there's a cash bar inside. There's more information about the Good Night Show with John Calhoun on WWNO.org and on NOLAVIE, that's NOLAVIE.com. For WWNO, I'm Sharon Litwin.
Sharon Litwin's Notes from New Orleans is brought to you in partnership with NOLAVIE and is made possible with the assistance of the Knight Foundation. You're listening to Inside the Arts on 89.9 WWNO. I'm Diane Mack. Ba-da-ba-bum, 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 ba-da-ba-bum. Sure sounds like the opening notes to that 1960s TV show, The Addams Family, doesn't it? Well, it's a Guatemalan counting song, whose title, when translated, is 1, 2, 3. And we're not sure if there's any relation to the TV show.
La 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 la
The song is one of many you'll hear as the Symphony Chorus of New Orleans is sponsoring its sixth annual residency for Singers of United Lands, known as Soul, a vocal quartet whose members come from different continental regions of the world to develop international and cultural relationships through music. Joining me now is Symphony Chorus Music Director Stephen Edwards. Well, Stephen, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Happy to be here, Diane.
New Orleans is so lucky, as Singers of United Lands, known as Soul, are back in town for a residency and concert. Tell us about this group and what they are doing in New Orleans.
Singers of United Lands is a quartet of vocalists that is put together every year by a not-for-profit corporation based in Michigan. They come from four different continents and assemble in the United States in January. And over the course of a couple of weeks, they put together a program, which they then tour throughout the eastern United States from January through June. This year's singers come from the Philippines, from Guatemala, from Ireland, and from Russia. And they'll be here sharing their music and their culture with schools and retirement communities sponsored by Symphony Chorus of New Orleans.
So this is a unique cultural exchange program.
It is. In fact, this is the sixth year we've done it, so we have presented singers from 24 different countries over the past 6 years.
That's incredible. They seem to like New Orleans.
They do like coming here. I think we treat them pretty well. Your KTLN listeners may be interested to know that they're actually going to be in at Nichols State and at Homa and Thibodeau the week following their visit here in New Orleans. So they're spending a great deal of time in southeastern Louisiana.
Wow. So this week they're in New Orleans. What are they doing?
They are visiting area schools. They're rehearsing with some of the schools. We're preparing actually for a Friday night festival concert that will involve choirs from Lusher Charter School, from Isidore Newman Schools, from Delgado Community College, Symphony Chorus, and the four members of the Soul Quartet.
So they're going to all these different schools in New Orleans, and they're working with these students in a project that will culminate in a concert involving everyone?
Yes. They're going to be performing on Thursday at Delgado Community College on the Music Department's Recital Hour series, and my chorus from Delgado will be joining us on Friday night as well. So they'll be coming in and working with the students in the various choirs.
Do you know what they'll be performing?
They perform music of their four cultures, which is kind of interesting because if you think about it, each of them is learning music from three cultures that are not their own. So they'll be singing in Spanish and Tagalog and Russian and probably English and perhaps Gaelic. But all of those singers have to learn the music of the other three cultures.
And they do this in a short amount of time.
They really do. They do it in a really like a boot camp up in Michigan. But their program continues to evolve as they're on the road, as they get to know each other and as they get to know their audiences.
When and how did this program begin?
The program began, I believe, a little more than 10 years ago. Their executive director, Marcus LaPratt, is a choral musician, an acquaintance of mine, and he was so enamored of the experiences that he had had doing international choral exchanges that he founded this group for the express purpose of assembling an international choral group that he could share with the United States.
And the group's philosophy?
The group's philosophy is building bridges and sharing culture. They do this primarily through the art of music, but they are really here to be cultural ambassadors for their countries and their cultures.
In addition to singing songs from their culture, I believe they're going to be presenting to us some of our own music from right here in New Orleans.
Well, actually, we on the festival program on Friday night, what we have typically done here in New Orleans is the choirs involved in the concert are all learning at least one piece from each of their cultures that they will be working with us on, and we'll be singing that. Then the Soul Quartet is going to sing their set. And then we're concluding with a massed performance of two pieces by Moses Hogan, Over in the Glory Land and Jesus on the Main Line, pieces that he arranged for the Dukes of Dixieland about 10 years ago. And we've got the Universe Jazz Band coming to join us, and we will have all of the choirs together singing these two Moses Hogan pieces with the Soul Quartet joining us.
Why is this opportunity, this outreach program, important for our schools and our city?
Well, for our schools, it's a great opportunity for people to see the power of music, both potentially as audience members, but especially as participants. So this really is genuine educational outreach that we're able to do from Symphony Chorus using Soul and sending them out into the schools. For our city, it's a great opportunity for a musical city like New Orleans to share in all of these different musical cultures, folk, traditional, classical music that they will be bringing.
And this takes place when and where?
The festival concert is Friday night, March 8th, and that is at 7:30 p.m. in Most Holy Name of Jesus Church. That's the Red Brick Church on St. Charles Avenue on the campus of Loyola University.
Beautiful. Stephen, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Stephen Edwards is the music director of the Symphony Chorus of New Orleans. And we have something extra in our Lanyap Corner. Peter Max is no stranger to New Orleans. The iconic pop artist returns to the city this weekend with a new collection of works paying homage to master painters. In the new Masters series, Max exhibits works of Vincent van Gogh, Monet, Picasso, Renoir, and Edgar Degas, conceived in his signature styles and colors. Max will present his works at an opening reception Saturday evening from 6 to 9 at the Angela King Gallery, 241 Royal Street. The event is free and open to the public. And two major exhibits open Friday at the Contemporary Arts Center. Beyond Beast, The Art of Court 13 is a group of art exhibitions featuring new work by filmmaker Ben Zeitlin and his New Orleans-based Court 13 Film Collective. Original artworks and installations will be on view, as well as material directly related to the creation of Beast of the Southern Wild. Also, in partnership with the New Orleans Museum of Art, Brilliant Disguise, Masks and Other Transformations opens at the CAC. The exhibit, inspired by Mardi Gras, explores the meaning behind masking. There will be a free opening night party with music by the Lost Bayou Ramblers. The reception begins at 6 p.m. on Friday. That's our show for this week. Inside the Arts is a production of WWNO. Our program is archived at wwno.org. I'll be back with more ideas for your artistic palette next Tuesday at 1 p.m. when we'll go inside the arts. I'm Diane Mack.